It's a job that can be a real balancing act, a place where you have to manage the best and worst of people and somehow try to keep things running smoothly. We go behind the bars of a supermax prison on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Radiate. Apply either foliar or in furrow. Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. Talk to your CPS dealer today about Radiate.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
This March, wildfires whipped across Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, and Colorado.
It's worse now than it was when it was burning, because now they know how bad it is and they know how hard it is going to be to come back from that.
The Howard G. Buffett Foundation has teamed up with the Farm Journal Foundation to match $1 million in relief. To find out how you can help, visit wildfirereliefund.org. That's wildfirereliefund.org.
It's not every day you get to visit with the retired warden of a supermax penitentiary.
The average day is one of crisis management. It's not a predictable day. Any number of times I could plan on doing something when I went to work and a week later hadn't been back to my desk to do that.
Mike Gruce was warden at the Missouri State Pen in the 1990s.
These are all very dangerous people who have very lengthy sentences for violent crimes. And as a result of that, many of them have personality issues, and they don't get along with each other.
The prison could hold up to 2,000 inmates when Mike was in charge here.
As a warden in a maximum security prison, the inmates that you know the best are the worst.
Those that obey the rules and do their job may never get noticed by Mike. On the other hand,
when you have the guy that's in the officer's faces, he's assaultive, he's rebellious, he's always in trouble, I know those people very well. And those are the guys that occupy not just the warden's time, but occupy all the staff's time.
Today, Mike gives tours of this prison that closed in 2004. He has many memories and many stories from the place.
Yeah, I was around here for 32 years, and I met a number of inmates when I came to work here the first year I was here. And I think the average person listening to this would be amazed at the number of those people 32 years later that I shook hands with and wished them well as I left, and they were still here.
Of those many he got to know as warden, perhaps one stands out. And no doubt you'll remember his story too. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Jefferson City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.